Bibles with you this morning, we'd invite you to turn to the book of 1 Kings in the 19th chapter. 1 Kings chapter 19. Girls, we certainly enjoyed that beautiful singing. We've come to expect no less than what we heard this morning. I know. That the angels in heaven couldn't do as good a job as the singing that I have heard today. I felt it in the class singing. I felt it in the children's choir and the adult choir. The good part about it is, you say, Tim, how could you say that? I can't even sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. If we have been saved, we have something to sing about. We have a praise that we need to lift the name of Jesus up with. And I believe this, that man makes the difference in the tonal quality. Man listens with the ears, but I like to listen with my heart. And I know that God knows what's in your heart. You know, there's probably the best singing in the world that has happened with saved people going down the road by themselves in their cars. Boy, we can sing good then, can't we? I appreciate these preacher brethren being here this morning. It would have been my desire to have let one of them stand. The Lord has laid this scripture on my heart. I have been carrying this for some time now, and I'm kind of like a dear friend of mine said one time. He said, this morning I aim to get shed of it. And I want to leave with you hopefully thoughts and words of encouragement that will guide us and lead us. We had a wonderful time last Friday night. I just had a good weekend. We were blessed to have some of the men of the church come, and some stayed for a little while, some stayed for a long time, some spent the night. But that went over into Saturday night when we got to go to the kids, the youth group, to the children's choir. I mean, to the children's or young people's corn maze and all that we did. And I got scared out of my skin a couple of times, people jumping out at me. That was fun. And then woke up this morning and just woke up with heaven on my mind. This man that we're going to talk to you about today, his name is Elijah. And he had one of those mountaintop experiences like similar to what I've experienced this weekend. Let's read in the first 19th chapter, the first verse. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how she had slain, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. And hold your finger right there. Elijah had just finished experiencing one of the greatest miracles that God has ever provided. God has caused Elijah to pray, and for 7 years there was no rain. God had taken care of Elijah during these 7 years. He had sent Elijah to a creek and caused a raven to come feed him, and he had water that he might drink out of that creek. And when the creek dried up, God sent him to a woman, and that woman began to feed him with just barely enough meal she thought that would feed her and her sons. Then they were going to cook some stick soup. They were going to collect sticks and make some soup. And she said to Elijah, said, "Then we're just going to lay down and we're going to die." God increased and multiplied that meal that she had, and it fed Elijah and the woman and her son. And it came upon a day, and I know this is probably familiar scripture to most of you, but I want you to hear about this literal mountaintop experience that Elijah had with God. He went, and the children of Israel had backslid. They had quit worshiping God. They had turned away from Him. They began to seek the desires of their own heart. They didn't care what God thought about them anymore. They didn't care what God said in His holy word. As Vicki, that really struck home with me is a lot of times in our vacation Bible school, we'll stand up and we'll make a pledge of allegiance to the Holy Bible. And we'll say that we pledge allegiance to the Bible. God's a holy word. It's words I'll hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. Listen, don't that sound a lot like the world is today, that they've turned away. They don't care what God says anymore or what He even thinks. Elijah come and he challenged them to a contest, if you'll have it that way. And he told the prophets of Baal. He said, "Now listen, boys," he said, "let's let the God that's God, let him answer with fire." And they agreed, and the Bible said that they, the prophets of Baal began to cut themselves, and they began to call out on an idol, a dead God that he might send fire, that would consume a sacrifice, and nothing answered. You know what I thought about a lot of times? God's got a sense of humor. He's got to. Because Elijah went over there while they were cutting their sails and they were calling to a false god, a god they couldn't hear. He said, "Maybe he's away on vacation. Call a little louder. Maybe he's busy doing something else." Bless your heart this morning. Each one of you that's under the sound of my voice, you rest assured somebody else, but He cares for you, and He'll answer you. In one place in the Bible, it says, "If my people who are called by my name will repent, turn from their wicked ways, and humble themselves, then I'll hear from heaven." Oh, glory! Church, I want to share with you this past Thursday morning. We came here out of Silver City Church. Not a soul around. Bless your heart, you know what I did. I came down this aisle out of this bench right here. And I began to try to pray. Listen, glory came down. And we Boy, we had a good time. Hallelujah. Retract that, what I said about a good weekend. Oh, it's been good back to Thursday. And if I thought about it, oh, we could even probably go back a little farther than that. Oh, this summer. Those false prophets, they begin to call out. There was no answer. But then Elijah, you know what he did? He went down and he knelt. He just asked a little simple prayer. Lord, he said, would you just hear me? Would you answer with fire? In our Sunday school class this morning, he said that he knew the Lord's Prayer that Jesus had left for us, and he repeated it. A lot of times, us grown-ups, we think if we don't pray for 30 or 45 minutes or an hour, we didn't even pray. Listen, I want you to know this morning, why church, that a sincere desire of the heart is what God is looking for, whether it just be a word of thanks, whether it be a word of Lord, help me. Elijah prayed. You know what? God sent fire to consume that sacrifice. They had poured water on it, and he consumed that too. And then Elijah, brethren, he told his servant, he said, now you go up over there and look out over the sea. And he said, you come back and tell me what you saw. The little servant come back, and he said, I don't see anything. He said, you go back again. Honey went back seven times. And the last time that little servant came back to Elijah, he had some good news to report. He thought, well, this probably ain't going to amount to nothing. But I finally looked, and I've seen a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Cloud that was the size of a man's hand. He went and prophesied to him, didn't he? And you know what? Oh, Ahab, the king, he got up in his chair. They began to go, and God blessed Elijah. And he pulled up his garments so he could run. And you know what Elijah did? He ran all the way back. And he outran the chair, the king's chair. God blessed him. But listen, trouble came again. Church, bless your heart. When God blesses the way that He's blessed you, the way that He's blessed us, you rest assured Satan's going to stick his ugly head up somewhere. He's going to try to tear down what God has filled up. He's going to try to tear down what God has done for you in your life. And while Elijah, he heard the queen, the wife of Ahab, was going to come and kill him. Why, he said, the Bible said that he went and he found a juniper tree and he laid down and he said, Lord, it's preaching. I'm tired. Nobody will come. I am so poor. Said it's enough. Just let me die. I'm not any better than my fathers. Lord, just let me die. And he laid down. Well, after a little while, you know what happened? The Bible said this little old angel came by, tapped him on the shoulder, began to rouse Elijah up. Honey said, Elijah. He said, now you arise and eat. And Elijah opened his eyes. I can almost see him. Maybe he just raised up off the ground. And he looked and there was a cake that the angel had baked and brought for him. Just a little old cruise of water. Listen, I'll tell you what. I thank God for every morsel of bread. Every morsel from heaven that God has sent to me in my life. Elijah got up and he ate it and he lay back down. Bless your heart. Boy, you see, he must have been a real good Baptist, wasn't he? We'll get up on the mountaintop. We'll rejoice. Before we get home, we've already stopped. Came back. This time he was more specific to him. Yes, he was. While the angel said, Elijah, rise and eat, for the journey is too great before you. Listen, Silver City Church, listen, Christian people, this morning, rise and eat, for the journey before you is going to be too great for you to go on your own. Elijah woke up and he ate. And the Bible said that he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. Brethren, I'll tell you what. Have you ever been in a meeting where it just seemed like heaven came down? That it seemed like the whole church come together in one mind and one accord. And for weeks and years after that meeting, you could still feast off the blessings. I recall some of my older friends from up around home. They talked about back in the late 1950s, a great revival where there was grown men, old men, like me and you, Roger, that were getting saved. Young folks getting saved. They came down to the water's edge to baptize on Sunday morning. You know what happened? Heaven came down again. They decided we'll just go another week. They went another week and another week. 4 weeks of revival. Not just for the sake of meeting, but because folks were being saved, and Christian folks were being revived. Still talk about it today. Elijah went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. And then he still felt sorry for himself. He went down and God told him, he said, you go over to a place that I'm going to show you. And Elijah went and he found a little old cave. God said, Elijah, what are you doing here? He told him again, he said, it's enough, Lord. He said, I'm not any better than my fathers. He said, I just wish you'd just let me die. You know what? God said, I've got something for you to do. The Bible said that he sent an earthquake so great that it shook the ground. God wasn't in it. The Bible says that God sent a wind. A wind so strong that it rent the mountains and the rocks began to fall. God wasn't in that. The Bible says that God sent a fire. God wasn't in that either. Are you looking for a great sign today? Are you looking for some a great voice to come down out of heaven? That's what we want a lot of times, don't we? Our faith gets weak. Our faith gets so weak that we say, Lord, just speak to me and be real to me. But I'll tell you what the Bible said, that after the earthquake, that after the fire and after the wind, the Bible said there was a still, small voice. God began to speak. There He was. Well, I'll tell you what, I love it when Jesus speaks to me in that still, small voice. Those times, just like this past Thursday, when we came and prayed, after I got through running my mouth, do you ever pray like that, where you just, boy, you do all the talking, and it just, a thought came to me, Tim, just listen for a little bit. And so I knelt there, and I began to hear that still, small voice speak to me. Let me know that He's real. That He's still in control. To let me know that He hasn't left us. That He hasn't forsaken us. Elijah still had some work to do. God has some work for you. Brother Barry, would you come get a song? Church, arise and eat, for there's a great journey ahead of all of us. Has God spoken to you? With that still, small voice this morning, letting you know that you're lost and you need to be saved. If He has, would you come to this altar and invite Him into your heart? While we stand and sing, won't you come? 542.